Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with a nice looking Tuesday evening going for us. Bands on the beach getting underway in less than an hour now over on the island. Got to look nice for that. And Austin takes a look into the local forecast this evening, as well as a five-day look into what you can expect. But right now, let's go on to the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Escambia Sheriff's Office is warning residents about a scam circulating across the area. Here's how it works. The scam involves callers identifying themselves as members of ECSO. They claim that the recipient of the call has an outstanding warrant related to missed jury duty. They then demand payment to resolve the issue. Just remember this. Very simple. The Sheriff's Office never will call or ask you to send any form of payment. If you do receive a call with that, hang up.
And Escambia School is looking to eliminate all pornographic books. The current proposal recommends books on the FDOE's removal list require school board approval before being returned to media centers. School officials say this is not an 80-20 issue. Rather, it's a 90-10 issue. No parent wants someone else to indoctrinate their child or introduce their child to obscene, pornographic, or age-inappropriate content. Simple as that.
Okay, number three. Now, the city of Pensacola wants the Escambia County Children's Trust to pay back $2.4 million in taxes. This is accrued over the last 4 years. A letter from the city says the trust is not automatically exempt from paying taxes and has failed to do so since its inception back in 2020. A deadline has been set for July 31st. Let's go ahead and go into this. It is 6:15. Austin Price, looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. Luckily, not much going on. If you are dealing with troubles, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up too long. As for the weather, we're going to be sitting at around 84 degrees. It's a low of 79 tonight. There's a slight chance of rainfall that will linger over the course of the next several days. It'll ramp up a bit tomorrow and then a bit more on Juneteenth, but hopefully it shouldn't result in anything severe. Tomorrow's high is going to be 88 degrees with a low of 78.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a Pensacola woman is facing charges for allegedly setting fire to a truck and dousing another woman in lighter fluid. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
You can't do that. You know, I think the trend here is that there's people that cannot control their anger, and there are confrontations that escalate. That's kind of where we're at in this. Now, it's unusual to escalate to that level where you pour lighter fluid on. I mean, clearly you know that could be, you know, there's fire and there's lighter fluid and there's stuff like that that could cause a lot of problems, a lot of injuries to people, and it could kill people.
Absolutely could kill people. It's a very damaging situation there. By the way, 50-year-old Juanita Mitchell was arrested last week, charged with arson, battery, property damage, and assault.
And a 60-year-old Pensacola man died yesterday after a head-on crash on Sorrento Road near the intersection with Bauer. The FHP says that the man was driving a Prius when he crossed into the oncoming lane for an unknown reason and crashed into a pickup truck. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene, and the truck driver was taken to a nearby hospital for evaluation and treatment. Troopers still investigating the cause of the crash.
Well, the city of Gulf Breeze is working on updating their local ordinances, and one topic is the rise in motorized bikes and other motorized devices. Gulf Breeze City Manager Samantha Bell.
It's not known that if you are on a motorized device and you are under the age of 16, it is law to wear a helmet. Doesn't matter if it's an e-bike, if it's a scooter, whatever it is. If it's a motorized device and you're under the age of 16, a helmet is required by law.
Okay, there have been numerous incidents and near misses by minors on motorized devices. And Gulf Breeze, get this, averaging 9 of these a week. City's in the process of crafting an ordinance, and we'll take that to the city council for approval.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis signing two pieces of legislation that solidify Florida's position as a global leader in aerospace, transportation, and innovation. During his trade mission in France today, the governor signed Senate Bills 1516 and 1662. The first one creates the International Aerospace Innovation Fund, and the second enacts wide-ranging updates across Florida's transportation, seaport, and logistics sectors. Today is day two of DeSantis' three-day international trip.
Okay, in an interview with Fox Business, Florida Congressman Corey Mills talks about the Biden administration, and why the reason the Iranian regime has strength.
A lot of this that's going on is because of the Biden administration. They were the ones that allowed Iran to gain so much money and wealth through exportation of oil.
And now that the legislature has passed a $115 billion balanced budget to cut spending, Florida Tax Watch is out with its Tax Turkey Report. VP Jeff Kottkamp says that passing a budget $3.5 billion smaller than last year's is a start, but there's still plenty of fat. The report points to member pet projects totaling $800 million in what it calls needless appropriations.
Something interesting happening in South Florida. Florida officials looking to turn part of the Everglades into the state's largest immigration facility. It's being dubbed as Alligator Alcatraz, and it's designed to detain and hold people for weeks or even months. Here's Dana Marie McNichol from Miami.
Attorney General James Uffmeyer, he says the potential site would serve as a 3-in-1 immigration enforcement facility. It would house detainees, process legal cases, and serve as a deportation hub. Now, the proposed integrated federal and state approach includes the construction of temporary structures and 1,000 beds, making it the state's largest detention facility. The 30-square-mile property in question is owned by Miami-Dade County. It has been used for military and law enforcement training in the past, so Uffmeyer says officials are familiar with the area, as the Florida National Guard will play a key role in operation.
And Representative Carlos Jimenez of Miami is getting a firsthand look at the Chrome Detention Facility. He launched his fact-finding mission after the Miami Herald launched an investigation into harsh conditions and use of force. Representatives Frederica Wilson and Debbie Wasserman Schultz also recently visited the facility.
Well, the state attorney's office has reopened a case against Kenneth Hammack Jr., a century felon accused of striking a woman in the head with a handgun and weapon possession in May 2024. In December of 2024, the state dropped the charges due to prosecutorial discretion, but has since reopened that case. Hammack is convicted as a convicted felon, found guilty of possession of cocaine back in 2008, and sentenced to 2 years in state prison. He was released from the Escambia jail on a $12,500 bond.
My goodness. All right. Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest hitting national headlines happening for you on this Tuesday right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, it's Matt, your Lee Filter Trusted Pro. Gutters are an often neglected part of the home. They're also one of the most important. Clogged, overflowing gutters can cause serious problems like foundation damage or basement flooding, which can cost thousands of dollars to fix. Let's face it, cleaning gutters yourself is not only a hassle, it can be dangerous. But when you get Leaf Filter, you'll never have to worry about cleaning clogged gutters again. Get started today by visiting leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free inspection. If you decide to move forward, we'll professionally clean, realign, and seal your gutters before installing our patented stainless steel micro mesh system. Leaf Filter keeps out everything but the water. And it's backed by a lifetime transferable, no clogs warranty. So you're protected for good. We're in your neighborhood and ready to help. Visit Leaf Filter today for a free inspection and estimate, and you could save up to 30%. Visit leaffilter.com/deal. That's leaffilter.com/deal.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
6:23 News Radio 92.3. Shoppers pulled back on their spending in May sizably. Here's Jenny Casola.
Retail sales slumped last month, down 0.9%, excluding autos. The drop is 0.3%. Economists were expecting consumers to pull back in May, reflecting the backdrop of tariffs and economic uncertainty. However, the numbers are weaker than expected. Amazon has extended its summer Prime Day sale to 4 days, July 8th to 11th. The company says it's responding to its customers who want more time to shop, though analysts say tariff uncertainty is likely a factor. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
6:24, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money. Today, Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending lower as investors monitor the Israel-Iran conflict while awaiting the Fed's decision on interest rates, which comes Wednesday afternoon. The central bank is expected to hold rates steady, also weighing on investors' disappointing economic data that show that consumers spent less last month at retailers than the month before, with retail sales falling 0.9% in May. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower, while energy gained as oil prices rose. The Dow winners, Chevron, IBM, and Visa, the Dow declined. Kleiner's, Amgen, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 299 points, the Nasdaq lower by 180, S&P 500 down 50. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, luckily not much going on from what I can see. If you are dealing with any problems, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. That's typically the story this time every afternoon. As for our weather, it's looking all right outside right now. It's kind of muggy, though. 84 degrees, low of 79. Going to have some rainfall chances. They're going to linger around tonight and throughout the next several days, but it shouldn't produce anything too severe, hopefully. Tomorrow's high is going to be 88 with a low of 78.
President Trump posting on social media the U.S. has total control over the Iranian skies. This comes as U.S. officials discuss involvement in the Israeli-Iran conflict, including moving additional fighter jets to the Middle East as missiles fly between the two countries.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth spoke to Jesse Waters about where the president stands.
His position has not changed. What you're watching in real time is peace through strength and America first. Our job is to be strong. We are postured defensively in the region to be strong in pursuit of a peace deal.
But the president himself said he is no longer focused on those negotiations. The Pentagon has ordered to the Middle East more air assets to include F-22s, F-16s, and F-35 fighter jets, and an extension of those already based in the region, and a second aircraft carrier strike group.
And since we're talking about this, I can't believe this was an official notice, Chris, but Americans are being warned not to travel to Iran under any circumstances.
Well, that's a great notice.
The warning comes.
A little timely out of it.
The warning comes after a Fox News report that the White House is now considering an offensive strike against Iran. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said the Israel-Iran conflict is a rapidly evolving situation.
Okay, ICE agents, once again, conducting raids at hotels and restaurants and on farms where undocumented migrants might be found. Here's Grinnell Scott with more.
President Trump said the enforcement actions will continue, reversing his weekend decision to suspend the raids, citing then the farmers and hospitality business concerns over losing workers they found almost impossible to replace. In his reversal, President Trump again blamed former President Biden for illegal immigration numbers, saying he sees the inner cities as the biggest problem. Homeland Security Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin said the agency will not allow what she called illegal employment networks to undermine American workers. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And Tropical Storm Eric expected to strengthen into a hurricane as it approaches Mexico's southwestern coast. This is already the hurricane season's fifth named storm, the earliest that number has been reached since 1956. The National Hurricane Center forecasters expect Eric will reach at least a Cat 2 strength as it approaches Mexico's coast.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. New developments have emerged in the legal battle over President Trump's ban on international students entering the country. More from Boston this afternoon.
U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs extended a temporary restraining order today, which means Trump's ban on international students at Harvard cannot be enforced until at least June 23rd. The judge says she simply needs more time in deciding whether or not she's going to grant a preliminary injunction, which would indefinitely block Trump's ban from being enforced until Harvard's lawsuit is fully decided by the courts. Now, in court today, lawyers argued that Trump is using Harvard's international students as pawns.
And Elon Musk suing the state of New York over its new hate speech law. The Stop Hiding Hate Act, which became law last December, requires social media companies to disclose how they handle hate speech, racism, extremism, and disinformation. Musk, of course, the owner of X, formerly known as Twitter, filed a lawsuit in Manhattan federal court earlier today, claiming the act is a violation of state and federal laws guaranteeing free speech. The law goes into effect this week, with Musk hoping the court will block New York from enforcing it.
Okay, local and federal prosecutors announcing additional charges linked to anti-immigration enforcement unrest in Los Angeles. Here's Christian Goodwin.
L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman announcing charges against five individuals, including Adam Palermo, who faces charges including assault with a deadly weapon.
Mr. Palermo is accused of throwing a large rock at a California Highway Patrol vehicle from an overpass on the 101 freeway. He also allegedly lit an object on fire and threw it at a CHP SUV that was parked on the freeway.
The vehicle catching fire, the 39-year-old also faces federal arson charges.
He faces a mandatory minimum penalty of 5 years and a statutory maximum penalty of 20 years.
U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley. In Los Angeles, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Chris, we were talking just the other day about Kristi Noem,
her
having her podium conference meeting interrupted by some person. Well, a Democratic candidate.
Senator Padilla.
Yes. To kind of add on to that, we got another story here. A Democratic candidate for NYC mayor under arrest for allegedly interfering with an immigration hearing. Federal agents arrested NYC comptroller and mayoral candidate Brad Lander today in Manhattan. Prior to his arrest, he shouted to ICE agents to show him their warrants and badges as they were talking to taking an immigrant into custody.
Don't they ever believe in like setting appointments and they can have these discussions, except no, they can't because it's in front of the cameras. Forget what I said. No, it's a staged issue.
It is partially, to make a point. Send a message.
Okay, 30-year fixed mortgage now 6.91%. The 15-year fixed mortgage 6.17%. Sports coming up in 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Israel and Iran continue their conflict into a fifth day as the IDF targets Iran nuclear sites. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Tel Aviv.
Central Israel took in about 15 Iranian ballistic missiles, the majority of them intercepted overhead. The Israeli Security Cabinet is meeting to determine the next steps in the war against Iran.
A federal appeals court hears California's case against the White House deployment of the National Guard to Los Angeles during protest against ICE.
DOJ attorney Brett Shumate tells the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals President Trump has the sole authority to determine whether there is a rebellion or danger of one, arguing the president complied with the law when deploying National Guard troops to L.A. amid violence. Samuel Harbert, an attorney for California, stressing the law requires that the order to federalize the state's guard be issued, quote, through the governor.
It's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
We Care Home Hotline. Woody here.
Woody, my sink's clogged. Think I got a baby gator stuck in the pipes? I hear that can happen.
Try this. Put your finger in the drain.
Okay.
Do you still have a finger?
I mean, yeah, sure do.
Probably just a hair clog then. A We Care Plumber's on the way. More than 10 years, thousands of positive reviews. Nobody cares like We Care. So trust your home to the know and schedule your plumbing repairs online at wecareheatandair.com.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Escambia Sheriff's Office warning residents about a scam circulating across the area. Here's how it works. The scam involves callers identifying themselves as members of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. They claim that the recipient of the call has an outstanding warrant related to missed jury duty. Then they demand payment to resolve the issue. Remember, the Sheriff's Office will never call or ask you to send any form of payment for any reason whatsoever. If you receive a call like that, just hang up.
Good advice. Escambia, here's number two, by the way. Escambia schools are looking to eliminate all pornographic books. The current proposal recommends books on the FDOE's removal list require school board approval before being returned to media sellers. School officials say this is not an 80-20 issue. It is a 90-10 issue. No parent wants somebody else to indoctrinate their child or introduce their child to obscene, pornographic, or age-inappropriate content.
How dare those parents?
Absolutely.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. The city of Pensacola wants the Escambia County Children's Trust to pay back $2.4 million in taxes accrued over the last 4 years. A letter from the city says the trust is not automatically exempt from paying taxes, and it's failed to do so since its inception in 2020. A deadline has been set for July 31st.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Unlike Game 1, the Thunder did not succumb to the Pacers' comeback. I'm Jared Max. Game 5 of the NBA Finals in Oklahoma City last night. The Pacers cut an 18-point deficit all the way down to 2 points with 8.5 minutes to play. In Game 1, Indiana erased a 15-point deficit in the fourth quarter and won by 1 point. Last night, after the Pacers got within 95-93, Oklahoma City outscored Indiana 25-16 the rest of the game to win by 11, 120-109, and go up 3-2 in the NBA Finals. Jalen Williams scored a career playoff high 40 points for the Thunder.
Given what we've seen from the Pacers throughout these playoffs, just how were you guys able to keep it together, to right the ship, and to not panic?
We're getting opportunities to repeat and grow through our experience. That was honestly the same exact game as Game 1, to be totally honest. So learning through these finals, that's what makes the team good. And I thought we were able to do that, and we were able to collectively get stops and win the game.
A game away from a championship, how do you get it done at their place?
Energy and effort, come in there and make as few mistakes as possible and just play hard.
Jalen Williams of the Thunder with ABC after he scored 40 points in Game 5. To go with 31 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-111. To get within one win of an NBA championship, the Thunder could do it Thursday night in Indianapolis.
Shohei Ohtani returns to the mound for the first time in 663 days. And
There is a palpable buzz in this ballpark.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Shohei Ohtani made his first appearance as a pitcher for the Dodgers last night. Recovered from a second elbow surgery 21 months ago, Ohtani pitched one inning against the Padres, allowed one run on two hits. He hit 100 miles per hour. The Dodgers beat the Padres 6-3. Ohtani also delivered at the plate with an RBI double and an RBI single. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, I want to touch a bit more on this NBA final situation because Indiana Pacers star point guard Tyrese Haliburton reportedly dealing with a strained right calf. That's according to ESPN. Haliburton undergoing an MRI to determine its severity. He aggravated his injury during Monday night's NBA finals loss to the OKC Thunder, and he briefly exited the game in the first quarter but returned with the calf wrapped and did finish the game. He says he has no plans to miss Game 6 of the series, which will be taking place once again on Thursday night in Indianapolis.
Okay, be Wahoos proud. How does that sound? That's set it up.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, there you go. Good. Why? Because they're playing good baseball, doggone it. They're above the 500 level. They're 32-31 in the 2025 season. Tonight, Pensacola back home for the start of the six-game series against Montgomery. By the way, they're in like in the second inning right now. They threw that first pitch out at 6:05. So support the Wahoos. All right. In the Fox Sports report,
yeah,
you heard them talking about the Dodgers. Let me kind of expand a little bit on that. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter heading to prison. Here, Jared Max has more.
Hours before Shohei Ohtani took the mound as a pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers for the first time Monday, the two-way baseball star's former interpreter, Ipe Mitsuhara, surrendered to a federal prison in Allenwood, Pennsylvania, to serve a near five-year term for bank and tax fraud. Mitsuhara stole nearly $17 million from Ohtani, which he was ordered to repay, as well as another million-plus to the IRS. Back in 2021, Mitsuhara began to access Ohtani's bank account, changed security protocol so he could impersonate Ohtani to authorize wire transfers. He stole money from his friend, mostly to cover gambling debts, and with an illegal bookie. In addition to his prison sentence of 4 years and 9 months, Mitsuhara will have 3 years of a supervised release. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Stanley Cup will be in the building on Tuesday. I don't know why I'm saying on Tuesday. Tonight, the Panthers have a chance to clinch their second straight championship when they square off against the Oilers for Game 6 from Sunrise. Winger Matthew Tkachuk has said that the key to victory is treating the matchup like it is a Game 7.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Tonight is Game 4 of the NBA Finals. If the Pacers actually win the NBA championship, they will be the least thought of NBA champion of all time. With no discernible superstar, arguably their coach along with their point guard are their two most popular players and people in the organization. I don't know how Indiana is going to pull this off, but if they do, expect no one to recognize them. I'm Gresh.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a major food producer ending its use of artificial colorings. Jenny Casola has the details.
Kraft Heinz will no longer use artificial dyes. It tells the Wall Street Journal the dyes will be removed from Jell-O, Kool-Aid, Crystal Light, and everything else it makes by the end of 2027. Artificial colors will be replaced with natural colors or will be removed entirely. New products will not include the dyes. The Trump administration has been pushing food companies to remove synthetic dyes by the end of next year. Kraft Heinz says nearly 90% of its U.S. products don't use artificial dyes. It removed artificial colors from Kraft mac and cheese in 2016. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Now, this is an interesting story. I personally think this is pretty cool. Conservationists are using drones to drop mosquitoes over Maui, which may sound counterintuitive, but it's in the name of saving the endangered native honey creeper bird. The male mosquitoes come from a lab, and the goal is to get them to mate with wild female mosquitoes. What makes the males unique is they have a naturally occurring bacteria that results in sterile eggs. So, the goal is to break the mosquito breeding cycle and reduce the population, which allows the bird population to recover. This is known as the incompatible insect technique, and it can be used to combat avian malaria, which is the primary cause of the decline of the Hawaiian honey creeper.
It brings back something my grandmother used to always tell me: don't mess with Mother Nature.
Don't mess with malaria.
Might apply in that case. Hey, the Food and Drug Administration is rolling out a speedier approval process that aims to get crucial treatments to Americans. Here's Jeff Manasso.
The FDA unveiling a Commissioner's National Priority Voucher Program aimed at U.S. drug makers that support U.S. national priorities, a program that could shorten the FDA's review time to as little as 1 month.
At the core of this program is the ability of companies to pre-submit their application packet with essentially everything except the final clinical trial results.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty Makary calls it a common-sense drug review process that convenes experts from the FDA for a team-based review, rather than the standard practice of sending drug applications to numerous FDA offices with little communication between them. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Bernie Sanders, kind of having a surprise here, backing RFK Jr.'s effort to end pharmaceutical advertising. Vermont's independent senator and Maine's independent senator, Angus King, introduced the End Prescription Drug Ads Now Act, which would ban prescription drug advertising on TV if passed. HHS Secretary Kennedy Jr. has expressed support for ending pharmaceutical advertising.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Florida Attorney General James Zuffmeyer has filed a lawsuit against Contech Medical Systems, a Chinese medical device manufacturer, alleging deceptive business practices and citing cybersecurity risk. The monitors contain a hidden back door that allows unauthorized access and manipulation of medical data. Uffmeyer confirmed the devices reportedly transmit patient information to a Chinese IP address linked to a university, raising concerns over foreign surveillance and data breaches.
And since I just mentioned RFK Jr. a moment ago, Americans are divided on their opinion of the guy. A new NBC News Decision Desk poll found that favorable opinions of Kennedy are almost split 50-50. Along party lines, a divide is evident. No surprise there. 82% of Democrats give him an unfavorable rating compared to 84% of Republicans who like him. However, nearly 80% of U.S. adults support the use of vaccines, something he has famously expressed skepticism about.
Okay, a lot of folks very concerned about the measles. CDC is urging summer camps to put measures in place to prevent the spread of measles. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. For many children, summertime is a transition from school to camp. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is encouraging summer camps to examine documentation for immunity from measles for anyone that will be on the grounds. The CDC says because the virus can spread quickly, all children, staff, and volunteers should be checked to see if they were vaccinated for or caught measles before. The CDC also says summer camps should stock up on face masks and create an isolation space for any campers who fall ill with the virus. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. Luckily, not too much going on from what I can see. If you are dealing with some backups on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for very long. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 84 degrees, low of 79 tonight, low chances of showers, and the chances are, to be fair, going to linger over the course of the next several days, but hopefully shouldn't result in anything too severe. Tomorrow's high is going to be 88 with a low of 78.
You did a nice rebound on the weather this afternoon, getting bands in the beach in gear tonight, 7
yep.
o'clock.
They snapped my fingers and we were good to go.
There you go, man. You did a nice job on that. Let me go ahead and take a look at the national snapshot. Stormy weather impacting millions of Americans across the central U.S. While wildfires are a concern out west, Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has your Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms are in the forecast today for a widespread area stretching across the central plains and Midwest, moving into the lower Great Lakes and Mid-Atlantic later this week. A rare high risk for Kansas, including the potential for strong, dangerous weather, including tornadoes, has been posted from the Storm Prediction Center. Flash flooding, also a risk with very heavy rain in a short period of time. Meanwhile, conditions are favorable for high fire danger over parts of the West and the Rockies, with high heat for the Southwest, with temperatures soaring over the century mark. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. General Motors once again expanding its Corvette lineup with a new high-performance hybrid variant of the classic sports car, unveiling the 2026 Chevrolet Corvette ZR1X. The twin V8 engine goes 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds. Streaming has now outpaced the combined share of broadcast and cable TV viewing for the first time ever. According to a new Nielsen report, streaming garnered 44.8% of total TV viewership in May, its largest share to date, while broadcasting cable combined to a total 44.2% of TV viewing. The three major indexes were lower today on Wall Street as investors weighed the latest developments in the Middle East. The Dow was off by nearly 300 points. The S&P dropped 50 and the NASDAQ fell by 0.9%. Crude oil futures sit above 75 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
News Radio 92.3, OpenAI has secured a $200 million contract with the Defense Department. Here's Madison Allworth with more.
OpenAI is going to develop advanced AI prototypes to help the Pentagon. This is the company's first official listed deal with the Pentagon. And under the $200 million contract, they say that OpenAI will provide prototype frontier AI capabilities to address critical national security challenges in both warfighting and enterprise domains. It's going to run through July 2026, and the work will be performed in the D.C. area. This is all part of the tech company's new initiative, OpenAI for Government. And they said it's going to bring the most advanced tools to our public servants, saying, quote, our goal is to unlock AI solutions that enhance the capabilities of government workers.
And Gucci getting a new CEO. Kering, the owner of the luxury brand, is bringing on Renault chief Luca De Meo as the new Gucci top executive. The hopes are that De Meo can turn things around at the company, where the current CEO says expectations have not been met and a new way of looking at things is desperately needed.
Stay connected on News Radio 92.3. Streaming viewership surpassed cable and broadcast combined for the first time ever last month. Here's Michelle Polino.
May marked a major milestone in TV history. Streaming officially surpassed broadcast and cable combined in U.S. viewing for the first time, according to Nielsen. Streaming accounted for 44.8% of all TV watch, while broadcast and cable together made up 44.2%. YouTube led the pack with 12.5%, the highest share ever for a streamer. Netflix also soared, with the final season of You becoming the most watched program. Nielsen says streaming's dominance is just beginning and expects the trend to keep ticking up. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Tron, a cryptocurrency platform created by billionaire Justin Sun, is planning to go public. The deal is through a reverse merger with SRM Entertainment and arranged by Dominari Securities, a group with links to Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump. The new entity will be called Tron Incorporated. It comes after the federal government decided to stop pursuing fraud charges against Sun to discuss a possible settlement.
President Trump might have cut his trip to the G7 summit a little short, but he did make some progress on trade negotiations. Here's Edward Lawrence.
The White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett, the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, as well as the U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer are all having meetings at the G7 about trade. Now, President Trump was supposed to talk trade with the Mexican president today on his last day in Canada. The president met with the leaders of Canada, Japan, European Commission, and the United Kingdom. Now, the president finalized that trade agreement with the U.K. He says that he could have a trade deal with Canada in 30 days, adding the European Union is not offering a fair deal and Japan is tough. The president also is saying that the U.S. will make a separate agreement with that Canada to add them to the Golden Dome. At the heart of all these deals, fair trade and energy security.
And the Federal Reserve not expected to announce any interest rate cuts Wednesday for the fourth consecutive time. Rates are still high, hovering between 4.25% and 4.5%. McBride says consumers should focus on paying down high-cost debt, with mortgage rates near 7% and the average credit card rate north of 20%.
If you like rankings, lists, and charts, new ranking of the most American-made cars in 2025 is out. You're going to like this. CJ Papa zooms down that list, which considered some 400 models.
There's no car that you can buy that's fully made in the U.S., but now a survey from Cars.com
shows the most American car is a Tesla. And shifting gears into reverse to the bottom, the Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, the Model 3 by Tesla, which pulls into first place since it's 75% made of U.S. and Canadian parts. Spots 2, 3, and 4 are Tesla models Y, S, and X, respectively. Car makers receive points based on five factors: percentage of U.S. and Canadian parts, location of final assembly, country of origins for available engines, U.S. manufacturing workforce, and country of origin for available transmissions. CJ Papa, Fox News.
6:52 on the nose here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this Tuesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less. And if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk quite a bit about the war between Israel and Iran and how it's kind of amazing that in just a few days, Israel has essentially established complete air superiority over Iran. Also, three very interesting recent Supreme Court rulings in which they were unanimous. They would seem to give the conservative answer, but all three were unanimous and they were all authored by liberal justices on the court. All that and Sheriff Chip Simmons stopped by. Catch all the segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.655, hands up, Pensacola. After that, you should be ready for it. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, 6:55 on the dot here. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads. If you're dealing with any problems, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, 84 degrees, low of 79 tonight. Going to have some rain chances bleeding into tomorrow, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 78.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, the year was 1976. Stevie Nicks fronted out the white Fleetwood Mac album, sold an amazing, it was like on the top of the charts for 40 weeks or something like that. Stevie's still cranking big time. Stevie Nicks adding some stops to her new and current tour. Michelle Polino has more for you.
Legendary singer and songwriter Stevie Nicks has expanded her 2025 live and concert tour, adding 8 new dates across the country. The new shows include stops in Brooklyn, New York, Hollywood, Florida, Detroit, Michigan, Portland, and Hartford, Connecticut, where she'll close out the tour on October 25th at the newly renovated People's Bank Arena. Nicks was originally set to embark on a string of co-headlining dates with Billy Joel, but that tour was canceled after Joel announced he had been diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus. Pre-sales begin Wednesday, and general on sale is available Friday. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a World War II-era bomb has washed ashore on a Florida beach. Children playing at Inglewood Beach south of Sarasota found the inactive bomb, and it was covered in barnacles, but authorities identified it as a suspected MK-15 airdrop bomb. It was transported to MacDill Air Force Base for further examination.
I'll take you to Baton Rouge this afternoon, where America's longest-running TV evangelist is in critical condition following a cardiac episode. Here's Gary Baumgarten with more.
Jimmy Swaggart's son says only a miracle can save his father. Swaggart, pastor of the Family Worship Center in Baton Rouge and founder of Jimmy Swaggart Ministries, has been preaching full-time since 1955. In 1987, scandal hit after he was linked to a prostitute he met in a seedy motel, leading to a famous "I Have Sinned" speech in which he didn't specifically address the incident. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And lawyers for R&B singer R. Kelly say he was rushed to the hospital last week after overdosing on medication. They claimed the staff at the Federal Center in Butner, North Carolina, forced him to take extra meds on Thursday, and he collapsed the day after. His lawyers asked for him to be released to home confinement, claiming prison officials have conspired with inmates to kill the singer.
657, News Radio 92.3. Kind of sliding along here, close to 7 o'clock. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has reported to prison. He is going to begin serving an 11-year sentence for bribery and corruption. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Former New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez has reported to Schuylkill Prison in Pennsylvania, home to a medium and minimum security prison. Menendez, who was once the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, was convicted of helping the country of Egypt get access to U.S. military aid and of helping some New Jersey business owners avoid criminal investigation, as well as doing other favors for them. Investigators found hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash stuffed into clothing and shoes in his closet, as well as gold bars given to him by the business owners he helped. Menendez has maintained his innocence and said he hopes President Trump cleans up the judicial system, calling it corrupt. Two of the business owners who went on trial with him were also convicted, as was his wife, Nadine. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Now, this is going to be a tour. Two new wave giants coming together for one tour. We're talking about the B-52s and Devo. How about that mix up?
Whoa.
Not bad. Here's Michelle back again.
New wave icons Devo and the B-52s are joining forces for a co-headlining run. The Cosmic Devolution Tour, set to hit 11 North American cities, starting September 24th in Toronto.
I say whip it.
The two bands got the idea to tour together earlier this year during the SNL 50th anniversary concert, where both bands shared the stage alongside modern stars like Post Malone and Lady Gaga. The B-52s initially retired from touring in 2022, but have been holding down a Las Vegas residency at the Venetian Theater. The bands will make stops in Holmdel, New Jersey, Los Angeles, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Austin, Texas, wrapping it up in Houston, November 2nd. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, let me get this in here. Drivers will experience traffic congestion this week in Pensacola due to road improvements. FDOT confirming construction is underway on the section of Pace Boulevard to the 110 freeway. Pace Boulevard to North Donaldson Street will be reduced to two lanes until early 2026, and B Street to J Street will be temporarily closed for utility and stormwater construction. Have a great night. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, see you tomorrow at 4.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.